Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you have the risk tolerance for it and you really know who you're working with, and I mean really know, it can be a fantastic option for the people who want to take advantage of the BRRRR advantages, but they don't have time, energy, or effort or interest in doing all the work themselves.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado.
Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. And first off, hope you're having a best ever weekend, because today's Sunday. We got a special segment called Skill Set Sunday. The purpose of today's episode is to introduce you to a new concept called, well, it's a BRRRR model plus a turnkey approach. And with us today to talk about that is Allie Boone. How you doing, Allie?
I'm good. How are you? I was waiting to see what word you came up with for this model.
Yeah. So a little bit of context, best ever listeners. It's the BRRRR model and turnkey. So Allie said maybe it's the BRRRR key model and BRRRR model. So we didn't know exactly what to call it. She'll describe it in a moment. First, just a refresher about Allie. She's a founder and owner of Hipster Investments. She's facilitated over $18 million in real estate investing sales in the first 5 years of business, author of over 170 articles on Bigger Pockets, and not one, not two, not three, not four, not, well, yeah, 5 years ago. So 5 years ago on the show, episode 40, and it's called Love is in the Air. Wow, that's a funky title to the episode. I don't know what we
talked. You know, my suspicions are sky high, right? I'm like, what did we talk about?
I'm interested to listen to what we're talking about. Episode
Someone 40. Go listen to it and report back.
Right. I for some reason titled it Love is in the Air. You can go listen to it and figure out what we're talking about. But we're going to be talking about the turnkey and Burr method of combo approach. So first, Allie, if you can just catch up to speed, what you've been up to, and then let's roll right into this combo approach.
Cool. Man, I'm like, what's happened in the last 5 years since we talked? And I'm still wondering what love in the air is. So I started Hipster Investments. I think we just hit our 7th anniversary. And for anyone not familiar with the company, we're basically a matchmaker service. We focused on turnkeys up until now. And over the years, probably even since we last talked, I've realized that we actually kind of serve a second role, which is emotional support dog. So over the years, we've probably worked with hundreds of turnkey buyers at this point. And turnkeys are a great thing for new investors, but new investors are often a little more scared, fearful, not understanding what the process is going to be. So there's questions, and if a challenge comes up and whatever, we really kind of step in and help support them. And I think my favorite thing about the company and just over the now 7 years that we've been doing this is I've really tried to make it a point to just seem different and otherwise kind of stuffy, intimidating industry sometimes. And you're never going to catch me dressed up or in a suit. I'm probably going to be the first person to tell you not to buy a turnkey. I just really have wanted to keep it real and really build relationships. And we've totally done that over the last few years. And I'm so proud of our team and the company. And it's been a really cool place. And as everybody knows, we're now 2019 and it's a very different dynamic real estate wise than it was 5 years ago when we talked and 7 years ago when I started the company, as far as where the prices are, where the returns are. And so we've had to do some innovation because the turnkeys are typically sold at market value anyways, and market value right now is on the higher end. So everybody has an interest in this Burr model, and now we kind of have, we work with this opportunity to combine the two. So it's been a really cool thing, and I'm super stoked to talk about it.
Well, before we get into it, just to crystallize in listeners' minds exactly what your company does now, are you a turnkey provider? And if not, how do you work with turnkey providers?
Great question. I'm glad you asked that. We are not a direct turnkey provider. So in the turnkey equation, you have the turnkey investors, obviously, and then you have the turnkey providers who are the ones that physically produce the property. They're the ones rehabbing it. They put tenants. You buy the property from them. And my company and myself are essentially a middleman. So some people call us turnkey promoters, turnkey marketers, and typically any company in this category probably works with several different turnkey providers. And the advantage to that, and obviously I'm a little biased because I am one of these companies, but I think there's a huge advantage to working with a company like ours because, first of all, we don't charge you anything to do it. But if you go direct to a turnkey provider, there's a lot that you may not know. First of all, how do you know they're a legit turnkey provider? And then second, if you're looking at your overall portfolio, how do you know where to buy or what to buy? If you're trying to do some portfolio strategizing, the turnkey providers, if you say, hey, where's the best place that I should buy? They're like, well, obviously the city that I sell in. Right. All of us are holding a little bias in the equation, but they're holding an extreme amount because they only sell properties in one market. If you say, hey, are you a legit turnkey provider? They're going to say, well, obviously. And there's just a lot of unknowns in the equation. So where the middleman comes in is we are less biased because we have access to turnkey providers in several markets. And we have the experience with turnkeys that we've vetted these companies. We know the signs to look for. We've seen everything. So we really put a lot of time and effort into A, researching the markets, and B, researching the turnkey providers, and we can offer that list of people to you, the investor. And then, of course, turnkey providers have never been known for their customer service skills, with a couple of exceptions. But for the most part, you're not getting your hand held by these guys. They are very good at what they do, which is the technical side. It's finding the properties, rehabbing it. They're moving fast, and they don't have time to hold your hand, and we do. So we really kind of serve as that customer service buffer. And I always joke about, it's a very common thing that at some point every turnkey provider kind of goes through a stage of psychosis. So if that happens or any dynamics change, we're on your side. You're really kind of coming in as a part of a bigger team versus just going at this alone. And so that's why, again, obviously I'm biased because I am one of these companies and it'd be great if you worked with me, but you get all this for free from most of the turnkey marketing companies, whether it's mine or anybody. So that's kind of where all the players kind of fit into this equation.
And how are you compensated in that role?
We all make money on the seller side in the terms of referral fees. So if I send you to one of these properties, the seller pays me the referral fee. So that's why the buyers don't have to pay anything. And I like to be really clear about that is there's always thought, oh, well, you're only sending me to this property because you're going to make a referral fee on it. And I can't speak for all the turnkey marketers, but for me, one of the most important things that I've always been huge on is I'm not going to send you to a company that either I haven't bought through myself or I'm not somehow so closely tied to that I would send my mother there. And over the years, especially as my name has gotten bigger in the turnkeys, I've had every turnkey provider under the sun offer me referral fees. And in most cases, they've offered me higher than what I actually make. And I've turned them down because either I don't trust their company or I don't know their company or for whatever reason. So just a little disclaimer on the referral fee side. But yeah, it works out great because it leaves the investors kind of free to shop around and figure out what they're doing without having to make a monetary investment into it.
I solved the riddle for why I titled the last episode What I Did.
But you did?
Should I say it now or should everyone get to go listen to episode number 40? Your choice.
Man, that is a toss-up because I want them to go listen to the episode, but I want to know the answer.
Let's just
we'll do it. Okay, yeah, tell us.
So I described you as Meet the Real Estate Matchmaker. So I was loving it.
Oh, fun. I like that.
So there's the connection. Once you mentioned your mom, I remember you talked about your mom on that episode too, and you said you would send someone to a property or a company that you wouldn't send your mom. And then I asked you, well, do you have a good relationship with your mom?
Because I remember that actually. And you're like, wait, let's clarify. Do you like your mom?
I love my mom. All right, let's talk about the Burr turnkey model combo Frankenstein thing. What is that?
I love that. And if anyone listening can ever replace the Burr acronym, I don't even care if it's related to turnkeys, please hate that acronym. It's so many R's. And then as if that wasn't already bad enough, now we're adding it to turnkeys because that's not super obnoxious. Okay, so here's how this works. The regular turnkey model is this. The turnkey provider, they have access to a whole bunch of distressed inventory. They go out, they buy the properties themselves, they fund the rehabs, they complete the rehabs, they put tenants in, and they have property managers on standby to manage the property once you've bought it. So you as the buyer, you don't have to put a dime into this investment until closing, which means you have the opportunity to verify that everything has been done correctly, that the property is as it was advertised. And it's a really cool system, aside from your hands-off anyways, but you get the chance to verify everything before you put a dime into it. And essentially in that equation, the turnkey provider is the one holding the risk during that hold time because it's their money in the pot. So the downside to the standard turnkey model is that you're going to be paying somewhere around market value for this property. And there's really not an option to force appreciation. Number one, you've already paid market for it anyways. And number two, the property is already completely improved. So you can't do that. The only way really at that point is if the market itself improves. But where we are today, that's not a huge thing. So the upside is you get to verify everything, you get a fully completed product, your money is not at risk until you've verified everything, but the downside is you're paying market value and you can't force appreciation. Well, as most people in real estate know, one of the greatest tools or vehicles for financial wealth is that ability to force appreciation. So the Burr model by itself is you go find a distressed property, you buy it, you rehab it, and suddenly the value of that property is worth more than what you put into it. So combining those models, where this shifts for the Burkeys is the turnkey provider is still involved and all the same process is still happening as far as getting the distressed property, rehabbing it, putting tenants in, yada, 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 except this time you're the one funding it. So they'll help you select the property. You buy the distressed property yourself. You close on the property and then you fund the rehab. It usually happens in phases. You're not just slapping all your money down right off, but you're giving them the money to do the rehab. So this is where it combines the Burr model and the turnkey. The turnkey side of this is that you're still mostly hands off other than basic due diligence and all that kind of stuff. But now because you're the one funding it, you're the one who gets to keep the forced appreciation on the other end. So let's say you buy the distressed property for $60,000 and the rehab costs $40,000. So you're $100,000 in and now it's worth $130,000. Well, that's your equity. So at the 6 month mark, you can do a cash out refi on the $130,000 and you're actually able to pull out more money than you would have oh, I jumped ahead and I'm going to confuse it, but you're going to get more of your money back in your pocket. And okay. I jumped, but on the standard turnkey model, if you put 20% down on the property, which is what's going to be required for financing, let's say you want 10 turnkey properties. Well, you're going to have 10 sets of 20% down because you can't force anything or appreciation and all that kind of stuff. So with this, if now the value is 130, but you're only 100K in, you actually get to pull more money out, so you're not out the entire flat 20%, if that makes any sense. And if it doesn't, somebody email me. I'll clarify. But basically, the moral of the story is you now get that forced appreciation that you would have had you done it all the BRRRR model yourself.
Right.
But the turnkey providers were doing that. So that's the super major huge upside. The downside is now it's your money at risk, and that's huge. So the key with all of this is you have got to know the turnkey provider you're working with doing this. A lot of them will offer it, because if you say, hey, can I fund this and you guys do the work, they're going to be like, yeah, obviously. But if for some reason something goes wrong, you own that property and it's your money in the pot. So there's a lot at risk. And I don't necessarily recommend this model for brand new investors or people who are just kind of getting their feet wet because of this. But if you have the risk tolerance for it and you really know who you're working with, and I mean really know, it can be a fantastic option for the people who want to take advantage of the BRRRR advantages, but they don't have time, energy, or effort or interest in doing all the work themselves. So that's the BRRRR key model.
With the turnkey companies, I thought they made a lot of their upside on how much they originally buy it for and how much they sell it to investors for, because it's close to retail. So if an investor goes to them and says, can I fund this and you guys do the work or girls do the work, why would they say yes? Because I thought that's where they're getting most of their profits.
Well, it's kind of situational. A lot of the turnkey providers actually don't make as high a margins as people think they do on essentially the flip, if you want to call it that. In this model in particular, they've built their profits into the rehab costs and just the general work costs and all that kind of stuff. Because the major advantage to them, while they may not make as much per property, it's a huge thing to be able to use other people's money, because that's where a lot of turnkey companies really get limited, is they only have their own money to do this, so they can only do so many at a time. So now that they're working with other people's money and they're not having to pull from their own pot, they can actually crank out a lot more of them and still kind of come out on the other end with their profits in tow while serving more investors at the same time.
Okay. And you mentioned you must really know the operator. What are some ways to qualify the operator?
First, I would absolutely, hands down, look for people who have already been through it with them and had a good experience. And we started working with a provider on this model a few years ago, actually, and we had worked with this provider prior to that for years on the standard turnkeys. And we probably had more people buying from him than any provider that we work with. And everything had gone really well. And he had started getting more into this model. So we watched him do it for a couple of years to really make sure that this was happening as it should. And he did really well with it and everything was going great. So we suddenly started advertising these, and then it didn't go great. And people were cautioned ahead of time is that at the end of the day, we can all vouch for it. We can all say we believe this is going to be good, but this is your money at risk. So you've got to go into it with your own due diligence, with your own confirmations. If you want to go visit the provider on boots on the ground, yes, go do that. But I would say more than anything, look for people who have already done it with them successfully and had a good experience. And I would say one of the key things I look for, and this is even outside of BRRRR keys or turnkeys or whatever, whether it's property managers, whoever, for me, one of the biggest signs is communication. I can see a huge correlation with the people who have not performed well and their communication levels. And I've rarely seen it where someone communicates everything really, really well and doesn't also perform. So that's a very vague measurement and not one you can go off by itself, but that's something, that's part of what I look for. But really look for those success stories and look for people saying that this is legit.
And it was working with that one individual until it wasn't. Do you know what changed?
We are all actually still trying to figure that out. I mentioned earlier, kind of half joking around, but I'm kind of dead serious too, is this isn't just turnkey providers, but I've seen it with property managers, different companies. There's just kind of this cycle sometimes. And this could actually go into kind of your considerations for who to work for. The cycle that I've seen with property managers, turnkey providers, everybody, is somebody in the beginning is really, really good at what they're doing. So people start buying and they're like, man, this is fantastic. So they tell everybody they know, and suddenly everyone's buying through these guys. And for the most part, these kinds of roles, like I said, they're really good at what they do, but they're not necessarily good at business skills or whatever it is. So quite often I've seen it where when the company grows too fast, they don't manage that well. So when they get overwhelmed, they almost kind of start getting into this desperation type of thing, and they just start making poor decisions. And that's when kind of the cycle starts. And that's when I say they kind of slip into psychosis at that point. And all of these things are very fluid. So one thing about the bird key provider we're working with now, he's at the beginning stages. He's been doing it long enough to know what he's doing and to be very well versed in what's actually happening. But he hasn't grown so much that he's teetering this outgrowth, if you want to call it, like outgrowing the capabilities of the company. And the guy that we worked with before, he was on kind of the other end of the cycle. In hindsight, really looking back at this, he was past capacity for sure. So I don't know what in that mix exactly was the tanking of things, but his communication had really fallen off and he's still married. Like, what happened to this guy? And sometimes things just kind of happen. And I know there was kind of a sidebar, but there was a Chicago turnkey provider that we worked with. This was years ago. And it was like an overnight things stopped performing. And we're like, what in the world is happening? And it actually, unfortunately, in his case, he had a brain tumor. It came out of nowhere. It became a thing. And he has actually since passed away. But people need to remember that everyone's a human in this equation. And humans, unfortunately, are not perfect or consistently reliable all the time. But with that said, that's why I encourage people, really don't go at this by yourself, because when you have a team of people, it brings on a bigger force to really support you and your investment.
Anything else as it relates to this combo approach that we haven't talked about that you think we should?
Not that I can think of, just kind of on the logistics side. Like I said, normally you buy the distressed property, you fund the rehab in phases. Once you've verified some percentage is complete, you put more down. And then what they're going to do after that, I don't think I really got into this side, is that once the property is rehabbed, they place tenants, just like a regular turnkey situation. So then you're actually making the cash flow also. And around the 6-month mark is when you have that cash out refi ability. So your money is going to be in the pot for about 6 months doing this. But then at that 6-month mark, that's when you can go ahead and start to pull that out. And of course, I'd say that's your strategy. Make sure ahead of time that you have a reason to believe you're going to be qualified for a loan. And worst case, if you don't pull that money back out, you still own the property, have the equity, and have the cash flow coming in, but you don't get that money back out. So just some random considerations. And if anyone has any questions, because it's kind of a condensed discussion, then they can always reach out for sure.
And how can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing and reach out to you?
I actually set up a link specifically for your listeners. I did not have this 5 years ago. I wonder what my website looked like 5 years ago. So I set up a link. It's hipsterinvestments.com/best ever. And on that page that it takes you to, so a few years ago, I wrote a turnkeys ebook that we still sell. And on this page, it's going to offer you guys this ebook for free. So you can type in your email address, get the ebook for free, whereas everyone else is paying for it. And also on that page, there's all sorts of links to connect with me, and you can reach out anytime.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And I will make sure that we get that in the show notes. So best ever listeners, you can just click the link that's in the show notes, and it will take you directly to the page. Allie, enjoyed our conversation, as always. We will talk again in 5 years, of course.
Yeah. Hopefully sooner this time. We got to ramp it up a little more.
Yes, we'll ramp it up a little bit more. And thanks for talking about this approach, two methods that have proven to be effective for real estate investors in certain situations, you know, turnkey as well as the Burr method, and doing the best of both worlds. But I love that you looked at it in a very objective standpoint, and you talked about mm-hmm. the potential downsides and how to mitigate that as much as possible. There's risk in investing. There's risk investing in turnkeys. There's risk investing in our deals. There's risk in any type of deal. So there's always going to be some potential downside. So how do you mitigate that as much as possible. So thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference. BEC20.com. What if you could earn $10,000 per month net cash flow for life? Now you can at the Residential Assisted Living Academy. Gene Guarino teaches you how to take a single family house and turn it into a cash flow machine. Visit RALacademy.com to learn more.